Hey, this is Eddie Green, and welcome to Selling People Not a Process. So tonight, it's going to be a little bit of a hodgepodge, kind of just more of a rant, more of just talking about culture-related issues, how they potentially affect employees, how it's viewed, you know, in the public eye, things like that. So, you know, it's not going to be super sales-related, but ultimately, at the end of this, you'll see how it can affect revenue and can affect everything that you've got going on within your organization, your ability to be able to make money, things like that. So I had posted something on LinkedIn. It got quite a bit of engagement and was just basically talking about the hypocrisy and double standards of today's big organizations. And I'm sure it happens in every organization, you know, but I think, you know, ultimately, whenever you take a look at what you're going to do as far as an enforcement of a rule or a regulation within an organization, it needs to be consistent across the board, because if you don't, then the message that you're sending to your employees is that A, there's favoritism, and B, that certain people, the rules don't apply to them. And, you know, we all know that that does happen in society, and we all know that it does happen in the workplace. But in leadership, you should strive for that never to be status quo. You should strive for consistency. Whatever policy enforcement you would impose upon the janitor would be the same policy enforcement and adherence to that policy that you would impose on the CEO. Unfortunately, that's not the case. You know, you see corporations that will go on a witch hunt, and they will try to make an example of one person while turning a blind eye to other people in the organization that are doing the exact same thing, and sometimes even condone that behavior. You know, I've seen companies that will strictly enforce a non-compete rule and then have preferred vendors that will actively be working with competitors, which makes absolutely zero sense to me, because the preferred vendor has all of the proprietary information for your organization, yet you're going after one individual on the premise that they may do something with the pertinent information or sensitive information with a company. It could be a sexual harassment case. It could be attendance policy. It could really be a lot of different things. So the one thing that I would say to you organizations, especially you in leadership, is knock it off. You need to be black or white in policy enforcement. There should be no gray area. Whatever you're going to do for one person needs to be strict adherence for everyone. So, you know, that being said, if we transition over to how that affects culture, culture is the most important thing in your workplace for success. You know, you can have great employees. Well, actually, let's backtrack. You can have stellar salespeople or stellar people that can execute the job but have absolutely horrific attitudes and constant negative connotation in everything that they do. And you want to make a big impact on your culture, you fire those people. Gary Vaynerchuk said that best. If you really want to watch change in your culture, fire the highest performing toxic employee and watch what happens, watch what people do. You know, sometimes people need to know that they're not invincible. You know, I'll just put it out there on the line. I felt like I wasn't. You know, I had some circumstances that came up that proved to me that, you know, I was an ultra high performer. I was, you know, just a go-to across the country for a lot of things. And I had kind of gotten into this really toxic mindset. Not that I was communicating that to anyone within the organization, but just my own personal mindset was that I was invincible, and I've always operated on the principality that nobody's replaceable. Everybody is replaceable. Nobody's irreplaceable, I should say. And, you know, I had to make some drastic changes, you know, and some of those decisions, you know, still affect me and are still affecting me to this day. But, you know, the mindset has completely changed and, you know, but for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So some of the things that had, you know, that I had done, that I had set my mind to, caused a domino effect. And, you know, some of those dominoes are not done falling, but you know what? It's you roll with the punches. You do what you can. And, you know, like I said, I took a step back and got my mind right. And, you know, hopefully that, you know, I don't run into those kinds of things again. Now, when it gets to the point to where the ultra high performers are outwardly showing everybody else in the company that toxicity, that's when you have to take a stand and you know, just go Gary V them, you know, get rid of them. Culture in the workplace can make or break an entire organization. You know, traveling all over and doing consulting, I think that ultimately the biggest problem that I see is that people will speak the right things into existence for culture, but they don't show it in the actions. And then you get these employees off by themselves and they tell you a whole different story. You know, I'm not a huge advocate of bringing in these third party companies to come in and interview employees and get the real world picture. But, you know, I can see where they do have their advantages being able to do things like that, because you as a leader should always have a pulse on your organization if you're truly dialed in. And, you know, so your people should be able to recite your mission statement. They should be able to recite your goals and objectives, where they're at in relation to goals and objectives. And, you know, culture starts with you as a leader. So what type of culture are you providing? And you'll hear me say this all the time. You know, do you get up and look yourself in the mirror every single morning and say, you know, would I want to work for me? And would I want to go to work every single day at this job? I've been on both ends of the spectrum. I've been on the end of the spectrum where I could make a whole ton of money in sales, but I regret every single morning I got up, I had to force myself to go to work. And it was all due to culture and lack of leadership, you know, lack of development, lack of motivation, lack of follow through. And it just got to be exhausting. And when you wake up every single day and you're just going for a job, which is just over broke, you know, it's, you got to ask yourself, is this really what I want in the long run for my life? So, you know, like I said, we're kind of hitting, you know, several different areas, but I think that ultimately what the one centrifugal point is that we need to focus on consistency and culture. So anyway, I'm going to get off my soapbox whenever it comes to that. So, you know, like I said, as leaders, it's our job to drive culture. It's our job to enforce rules and regulations whenever people are, you know, out of sync and they're not getting the things done that they need to be done. But, you know, when it all boils down to it, just be consistent in those things. So I want to talk a little bit about a couple classes that are coming up for tier level. We have in Orlando, Florida, I believe, in the last quarter, it's either going to be third quarter or fourth quarter. I'll watch LinkedIn for the announcement. But we're going to have another business development workshop that is going to give you all the tools that you need to be successful. Some of the things that we will make sure that we focus on are going to be, you know, how to leverage against the competition, the sales process in a way that you've really never seen it before. And there's also, too, going to be, you know, just lots of really great things that you're going to come away energized. You're going to come away with all the tools in your tackle box that you need to go after the big whales and be able to close those things out. So we're pretty excited about it. I know you can tell I sound so excited. It's, you know, I have to apologize a little bit. It's only Tuesday and it's been a week already. So it's, you know, I'm hoping that there's some things that turn around. I think I'm just road worn and travel weary and just needing some time in one spot more than anything. So anyway, I would like to hear from you guys on what topics you would like me to talk about. Some things that maybe we have not discussed. I'm going to start another series. I hope you guys enjoyed Undercover Superhero. I'm going to start another series soon. I haven't titled it yet, but the next podcast will be the start of a new series, and it's going to be really getting down deep into the psychology of sales. I want to give a huge shout out to Jeb Blunt. He is really, for all intents and purposes, and he doesn't know it, but he's really my sales mentor. I so line up with everything that this guy has to say about how to really get down deep into the sales process and get on an intimate level with your client. So if you have not picked up his book, I'm going to shamelessly endorse and plug his book for him, Sales EQ, by Jeb Blunt. I really encourage you, if you want to move to that next level of sales and really differentiate yourself from the competition, not only will you do it by listening to this podcast, haha, wink, wink, but you will do it by listening to, by reading Jeb Blunt's books too. I've got two or three books of his right now, Fanatical Prospecting. There's a book on closing that I have from him, and Sales EQ. But Sales EQ is genuinely one that has changed my whole outlook and perspective on sales. So anyway, there you go. There's a shameless plug for Jeb. So Jeb, if you do happen to listen, hit me up sometime. I'd love to chat with you and share best practices. And I'd like to share best practices with each and every one of you. So do me a favor, drop me a line at eddie@tierlevel.com. Let me know about topics, comments, anything that you guys may have. I appreciate you taking time out to listen to the podcast today. And again, if you should have any questions, hit me up. And that's all for now. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon.